in that room.
Henry.
Well, there's this planet nobody ever heard of. Maybe I'm wrong. It's called Gong. Coming all the way down from it, there's this great big luminous teapot full of 13-inch luminous green gentlemen with propellers on their heads. So they land on the Himalayas on Easter Sunday 1966.
But that's only the beginning of the story.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was a dark and stormy night. Three men stood in a cave. One man said to the other,
"Have a logger."
Thus spoke the great yogi Banananda, who'd been waiting for the flying teapot for 9,422,000,000 cans of Foster's Australian lager.
Where's the train?
This is the complaining and insolent whine of Fred the Fish, who has a chip on his shoulder from eating Shakespeare's Hamlet with the Prince of Danish Bacon, but didn't get his nice cup of funky dunk for a quick dip of the lip.
Beside him stands a tall, dark, fair stranger with a luminous white telescope protected by umbrellas. He has ridden on his bicycle all the way to Tibet from Norway and has forgotten to feed his porkers.
They call him Kapiti Bean, the Celt.
Suddenly, with a blinding flash of luminous green light, what should touch down but the flying teapot?